Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 20th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 4¾ cents at 652, March wheat up 2 cents at 750½, and March beans up 16¼ cents at 1479¾. The funds were buyers all day in the beans, meal, and oil. The crude oil is finished up 85 cents a barrel here. That helped push bean oil up at 140 ticks at 64.81, but the meal was also higher, up 320 at 449.30. Now, where did all this strength come from in the beans? Some people are saying the dry forecast in Argentina and southern Brazil. I don't really see that. Everybody's forecasting 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain on Friday, but then it does get dry again. But, you know, if we keep getting 1¼ inches, 1½ inches, you know, I think it goes a long way to helping these crops. So it's not like they haven't seen rain in, you know, 2 months out there. They're seeing rains, albeit not as much as we like. But they seem to be cropping up more and more. Where the forecasts don't have them early, they put them in later. So, you know, we haven't seen anything drought busting for sure, but we have seen improvements. So, you know, was today much more than a turnaround Tuesday? Frankly, I don't think so. Obviously, the weather in the U.S. is a concern. We're going to get this Arctic blast. Chicago is going to get 18 to 20 inches of snow, apparently. We're going to see temperatures 0 to 5 degrees on Friday night. It's going to be, you know, pretty brutal out here. Wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour. But I really don't see that having a huge impact on the beans. Now, the dollar was down 70 ticks. That might help a little bit. But if the reports are true that China's done buying U.S. products for the year and they're going to wait for Brazil, then you've got to wonder where the demand's going to come from. And, you know, certainly a bit of a problem out here. Now, also supporting the grains out here, as we mentioned this morning, the metals were strong. Silver is currently up $1.28 an ounce at $24.45. That's the highest prices we've seen in quite some time. Gold's up $30 an ounce at $18.28. So that's a little bit, you know, indicative of inflation, and maybe that's what's pushing the grains up higher here today. The Dow's rallied back. It's been all over the board. It's been 100 lower. It's been a couple hundred higher. But overall, right now it's up 100 points. You know, are we going to have a recession in China? I think so. Is that going to bleed over into the U.S.? I think we've got our own problems here with higher interest rates. So we had a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday here today. We'll see what we can do tomorrow in this holiday week. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.